Amen. We thank God for the wonderful turnout we had today and the many souls saved. God's going to grow this church just because of that. I trust in His guiding, His leading. For those of you who don't know, my name is Dale Crothers. I am a senior at Crown College studying youth ministry. I believe God's called me to the work of media, helping missionaries and church planners with their media needs and making an established presence on social media while also giving a clear representation of Christ. If you have your copy of God's Word, please turn with me into 1 Timothy chapter 4. We're going to be in 1 Timothy chapter 4. Not a lengthy passage. I'm aware of the time. It's 1:21 currently right now. And I'm going to try and be as brief as possible, but we'll allow the Lord to lead in that. And so 1 Timothy chapter 4, these books, 1 and 2 Timothy, were Paul's letters written to a young man named Timothy, new to the faith, but he's been growing up in it, and Paul's training him in what he needs to do. And in this passage, we're going to begin our reading in verse number 12. It reads, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with laying on of hands of presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt so both save thyself and them that hear them." And if we are to be an example, then what steps are we taking to be an effective example of the believers? Dear Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for just this opportunity you've given me, Lord. I pray you use me, Lord. Use my words, Lord. Let it not be of me, Lord, but let it be of you as I present your word and what you've given to me in my heart, Lord. I pray you be with the remainder of the service and later on as everybody travels home. In your name I pray. Amen. So, obviously, this is a letter to Timothy, and the title I've come up with was, "Be Thou an Example." God gives us a specific ordained list of what we're to be an example in. It says in verse 12, it says, "In word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." Each of these have a specific thing, and these are what all people on the outside, that's what they see of us. They see our word first of our conversation, what we say, how we communicate with one another, what words we use when we're out and about. Secondly, our conversation. That is our behavior or manner of life, how we carry ourselves when we're out and about, how when people look upon us, what we're doing. Secondly, is charity. That's obviously love, how we love one another. And I urge you that if there's any bitterness between you and a fellow brethren, that you resolve that quickly. It's important for the unity of a church to grow, and it's important for a church, if we desire to grow and desire to spread God's word. Fourthly, it's spirit. That's our character, and also our emotions, and how we're prone to those emotions, and whether or not we let that drive us. And I'm guilty of that myself, and allowing sometimes my rage or my anger to get the best of me. And I know that's a sin. I ask God to forgive me, but to have control in our character. Fifthly, is our faith, our reliance on Christ. How much we rely on Christ, how much we're given to Him. And lastly, it says our purity. That's our cleanliness. How exactly, if one of these are not lined up, if one of these are in the wrong, how are we to fix that? How are we to continue in? And I believe that's what the next bit of this portion of Scripture reads. In verse 13, it says, "Firstly, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine." That first bit says, "Till I come." Obviously, this is kind of a foreseeing that Paul and Peter are one day going to meet up again. But before they meet, until they meet, Paul says, I want you to give attendance to these three things. And just as we are awaiting the coming of Christ, we're waiting on Christ's things, God's commanded us to do certain things. God's commanded us to carry out specific instructions. Firstly, is to reading. This was likely in Timothy's day, the public reading of Scripture. And he was to not only listen to it, but to as pastor comes and preaches, to take notes and then to to give it out. One of the quotes we're given at Crown is, we don't just preach and listen to receive, but we listen to repeat, to give out exactly what Pastor has given to us. And we are to deeply root ourselves within the Word of God. How is your Bible reading? Do you read on a daily basis? Are you consistently reading? Or is it 5 minutes in the morning and then, oh, that's it. I got that. Mark that off the list. That's off the checklist. Secondly, is to give to exhortation. A word meaning to lift up one another, to encourage each other. That's not only within the house of God. That's also within and outside this community with our secular jobs, what we do and how we lift each other. When we hear of a need of another person, do we help them? Do we pray them? The Bible says not to withhold any one thing if it's in the power of thine hand to do it. So are we helping, but also are we spreading God's word? It is our duty as a Christian, once we've accepted Christ in our heart, we now have a duty to spread that word. And we've been given a gift. We have a treasure within our heart, and now we're able to spread that word. And lastly, it's the doctrine, the instruction of the Bible. There is only one true doctrine, and that is found within the word of Christ. All these is where we find our instruction, the little acronym we all know, basic instruction before leaving earth. But it has every problem we possibly could have. You have marriage problems. The Bible has that to fix that. You have financial problems. Well, money. Bible says love all money is the root of all evil. But also to rely on God for our finances. It's funny how I growing up in a college setting, how I worry so much about my finances and whatnot. But God's provided tremendously in that. Secondly, we see in verse 13, it says, verse 14, it says, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given to thee by prophecy, by laying on of hands of presbytery. Secondly, is to neglect not the gift. God has all given us some sort of spiritual gift when we receive Him. We all have a unique gift spread around from 19 different categories. And there are two main purposes for these gifts. The first one is found in 1 Corinthians 10:31. That is the ultimate purpose, to give God the glory. We all have this specific purpose to give God the glory with our lives. When something just keeps reminding me in my head, when Pastor preached last year about our theme was to arise and shine, and to shine the glory of God. And the moon, how it's luminous at night, but it's not a star. It's just a dead piece of rock that reflects the light of the sun. And that's exactly how we're supposed to be, is to be as a dead piece of rock, as a dead piece of dirt, to reflect God's light so others can see, not of us, but of God. Secondly, our spiritual gifts have a specific purpose for the perfecting of saints in Ephesians 4:12. These gifts are not to be confused with talents or abilities. Talents can be learned and abilities can be improved. These gifts, while being unique in their own right, depend on each other within the house. A perfect example we find in, if you turn with me to Acts chapter 9, and we see this example of Tabitha, and also known as Dorcas. But Acts chapter 9 and verse number 36, read a short account. And it reads, now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which was by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died. And when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. For as much as Lydia was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them, and when he was come, they brought him unto the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by, weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed, turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave Peter his hand and lifted her up. And when he was called, the saints and widows presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. We see in verse 42, and many believed in the Lord because of these spiritual gifts. First, we see the spiritual gift of Tabitha. She had a talent to sow, but her spiritual gift was to give. She was able to use that talent that God had given her through her talent and with that spiritual gift, give out to others, give to those who were, said she made linen and clothing, so she was able to provide different sheets of clothing, whether it was coats, shirts, and gowns possibly. Secondly, we see Peter's ability. Now, unfortunately, I don't think any of us are going to have the spiritual gift of raising people from the dead, but that was his gift. He comes in, he prays, and miraculously raises her. And through that, it was a spiritual empowerment of God that he was only able to do that of. And yet abstract, the result was her physical life. These gifts are not given to us just to store in a display case so people can see, oh, we have this, look at what we have. But we are to utilize them to help bring others to Christ, as we read at the end, and many believed in the Lord. Not because of what she was able to do, but because of the gift God had given her. Lastly, back in 1 Timothy 4:12, verse 15 reads, "Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all." That word meditate means to revolve in the mind, to think upon them. So Peter is not only instructed to give attendance to these things, he's not only instructed to not neglect not the gift that is in thee, but he's also told to think upon those instructions that Paul has given to him. He was told to think about studying upon God's word, and then thinking about the possibility and the opportunities he might have to spread God's word and to give the gospel. So, and now he's being told to carry out what he's been instructed and think about them, to immerse himself in them. As he grows as a Christian, his progress will be made known. That's what that word and profiting means, is thy progress or your advancement. Your progression as a Christian, as you grow, is going to be made known to other Christians. Many of those can spot a what we might call a baby Christian or a new Christian, and we're able to help train them and help them learn. And then we're able to help also able to point out those wiser Christians, those we go to normally for counsel, those we go to when we're in a pickle. But just a reminder as well, don't go running to some man when you have a problem. Go running to God's word and running to God himself as well. So given what God wants us to be, an example, and how we are to achieve it, to giving attendance, reading his word, exhorting one another, neglecting not the gift, and then immersing ourselves within these instructions, I ask you today, in verse 17 or verse 16, it says, "Take heed unto thyself," or in other words, get a hold of yourself. In order to realize or in order to fix a problem, we must have to first acknowledge the problem, but then we also have to take the next steps to fixing that problem. The same, you ask yourself, what steps do I need to take? Firstly, we mentioned the reading. Are you in God's word? Are you reading God's word every day? Are you studying God's word? If so, how much time do you spend in God's word daily? Secondly, do you spread God's word? Are you out in the streets knocking doors? Not only just during the designated soul winning times, but outside of that, when you're out and about, when you see your neighbors. I work in a environment where I'm supposed to go door to door sales, but he tells us every time, when you see someone outside, stop them. Go out and talk to them. That's our job as a Christian. When we see someone outside, let's go talk to them. Spread God's word. It might be a little hesitant at first, but God's committed us to do it. Lastly, do you utilize the gift God's given to you? Not for your own personal gain, but for the glory of God. Lastly, it says in verse 16, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. So not only are we to heed these instructions, not only are we to immerse ourselves in these instructions, not only are we to go out and read our Bible, not only are we to go out and spread the word, not neglecting the gift, but we're also told to continue them, not just a one-time thing. And I ask you today, are you continuing in it? We've finished this halfway point of July, July 1st kind of marks the six-month period. And many of us at the beginning of the year have made New Year's resolutions. And are we sticking to them, or did we let them die out in the first week and never pick it back up? Same with here within God's word. Are we reading God's word? And if we've dropped it, are we getting back into it? Or are we just less collecting dust on the counter, or picking up, oh, it's Sunday, I've got to grab my Bible, got to make sure I have that? Are we continuing in them? So I urge you today, not by my words, but by God's words, continue in what God's given to you. And if you dropped it off, if you left it at some point behind, pick it back up, pick up your Bible reading, pick up going back out and soul winning. Utilize the gifts that God's given you. Dear Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this opportunity to spread your word, to preach it, Lord. But I ask that you help me with my daily walk with you to grow, to constantly be in your word, Lord, to utilize the gift that you've given to me, Lord. I pray you do the same with others within this congregation, Lord. I thank you for this, your gift of salvation, and what we saw here today, Lord, and just those promising to come back next week. I pray you help them hold them to that, Lord. Bring them back here. Help them grow in their Christianity and their walk, Lord. I thank you for all that you've done, Lord. I pray you help us to continue and to be an example, Lord. In your name I pray. Amen.